rude and nowhere the owl disgrace, that Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place, drove you to the Ferdin. Grace said victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met at Glenmalure with Fiacha MacHugh aboard. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, fallen is he your star low. Up with halbert, out with sword, and we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word, follow me up to Callow. See the swords at Lenamal, they're flashing over the English pale. See all the children of the Gael beneath O'Borden's banners. Rooster of a fighting stock, would you let a Saxon cock crow out upon an Irish rock? Fly up and teach him manners. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, fallen is he your star low. Up with halbert, out with sword, on we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow. From Tussaggart to Clonmore, there flows a stream of Saxon gore. Well, great is Rory O'Gomore at sending the loons to Hades. White is sick, grey is fled. Now for Black Fitzwilliam's head, we'll send it over the ripping red to Queen Liza and her ladies. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Fiacha will do what Fiacha will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, fallen is your star low. Up with halbert, out with sword, on we'll go for by the Lord. Fiacha MacHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlow.
Green forest out under the trees, we'd lie on our backs, we'd live at our ease. We'd wake in the morning at the first shafts of day, and watch the shy deer as they scampered away. We'd rise from our warm beds as the sun it got higher, and cook up our breakfasts on a sweet scented fire. Breeze, the echo of woodpeckers rings through the trees. We'd sit in our glade till the heat of the day, walk down to the zoo to sing, to play. Well, the money rolled in and the people looked on. When the hat was quite full, we'd up and be gone. In Dambavitsa tavern we spent money free, and drank to our friends where'er they may be. And at dusk we'd walk home to Bonassa's green glade.
in the meadow one morning when pearly with dew. A fair, pretty maiden, she plucked violets blue.
Church bells of this field.
torrid rain.
When
there are soldiers return,
when
do we rejoice, and when do I wed to the Lord of my choice?
morning. It's 8:26. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Steel Eye Span's brand new one, Dodgy Bastards. And in true Steel Eye fashion, they no sooner put that record together and went on tour than the group changed folks again. Of course, for those of you who keep up with Steel Eye, Peter Knight left, and they've got, the person who replaced him was Jesse Mae Smart on a violin and vocals. And, of course, we still have Matty Pryor on vocals. And as far as I'm concerned, as long as Matty Pryor is in Steel Eye Span, Steel Eye Span will continue. But that's just my opinion. So we heard Brown Robin's Confession from Dodgy Bastards. Prior to that was Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band with I Wish That the Wars Were All Over, featuring Damian Dempsey, from the Big Machine deluxe version that has two CDs on it, and Planxty with Between the Jigs and the Reels, a retrospective put out by Universal of Ireland, with Follow Me Up to Carlo, Banassa's Green Glade, the Mominsko Horror, obviously Andy Irvine's influence there, and the Aconte Lassies, the Aconry Lassies, and the Old Wheels of the World, and the Spike Island Lasses. Well, next up, we've got an album I've been waiting to get my hands on. This is a group called The She, and they put out, an album called Continuum, celebrating their 10 years together as a band, and ask various friends of theirs to write pieces for them. And we're going to hear one of Corinne Polwart's efforts here, as played by The She.
Oh, dear me, the world's all divided, for them that work the hardest I will least provided. But I'll just be contented, dark days are fine. But there's no much pleasure living off in 10 and 9. That song, that ditty, was sung the year we got was half over 10%. And it was off us next week for the National Health Insurance. So we gained nothing.
On a windless evening in December, she was born into her father's hands. She was the dock worker's only daughter. All the boats were iced in at the harbour. There was no fee for the working man. It was sore and empty arms that caught her. She grew to be a brawny mother, though she'd never bear a bairn herself. She'd raise her four beloved brothers. There was the whole world to look after. She could see the way the chances fell, and she dreamed of something better. She sang, oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, oh dear me. of all the losses that could haunt her, she steered herself by right and wrong, like so many more before us. She swore that nothing worse could daunt her, while she had power to sing a song, and she left such a mighty chorus. She sang, oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, oh dear me. She sang, oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, oh dear me. She sang, oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, oh dear me. Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, what will we do? Oh dear me, oh dear me.
like teardrops across the darkened ground. Nothing moves for miles, not a sight nor a sound. Far from the distant blue color of your eye, a foreign room below a foreign sky. The wind shakes the walls and it leaves you out of breath. The howl in the night like a warning of death. The mind-numbing, hair-pulling voices in your head. The ghosts of the living and the dead. 'Cause I'm home and I'm looking for release from the demons, from the demons chasing me. 'Cause I'm home, but I'm as cold as a stone. I'm home, but yet I feel alone. 'Cause I'm home, but yet I feel alone. The waters, they rose, and rivers overflow. Protesters marched on their anger to show how houses did burn and mothers they did mourn. Alone, alone our fate is sworn. Alone, alone our fate is sworn. I'm home and I'm looking for release from the demons chasing me. 'Cause I'm home, but I'm as cold as a stone. I'm home, but yet I feel alone. 'Cause I'm home, but yet I feel alone. Memory lasts in the minds of those who hate. Many killed in innocence over division in a state. But ice turns to water and hatred melts away. May our children rise above and turn to love. May our children rise above and turn to love. 'Cause I'm home and I'm looking for release from the demons, from the demons chasing me. 'Cause I'm home, but I'm as cold as a stone. I was alone, but now I feel at home. 'Cause I was alone, but now I feel at home.
And that was This Island Home by Wee Banjo 3 from their latest album, String Theory. You may remember that they played for President Obama when he was in the White House. And on the strength of that and several other things, they wound up getting a decent set of gigs. Tomorrow, they're going to be in Kent, Washington at the Parks Arts Center. Thursday, they'll be in Olympia, Washington at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, Portland, Oregon at the Aladdin Theater. Saturday, Edmonds, Washington at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. Sunday, Bellingham, Washington at Mount Baker Theater. Tuesday, Bend, Oregon at the Tower Theater. And then Friday, March 3rd, they head to Texas for a few things. And then we're hoping to see them Wednesday the 8th. They'll be at Hartford, Connecticut at the Wadsworth Athenaeum. And Saturday, the March 11th, they'll be in Barrie, Vermont at the Barrie Opera House. Before that was the House of Hamel, a joint venture between Rose Baldino of Burning Bridget Cleary and Brian Buchanan of Enter the Haggis. Brian's actually moved from Canada, but this is the result of their compilations with each other. They got the name The House of Hamel from the first song that Rose ever taught Brian, and we heard Fierce Cottage there. I love that title. And before that was the She with the Jute Mill song and Song for Mary, and you heard a snippet of the actual interview, and then and then the piece that was written by Corrine Polwart. Sorry about this, folks. My voice isn't as strong as it should be, but we'll persevere and get through here anyway. What have we got coming up next? Why, we've got something from the Dropkick Murphys. Why, yes, it's nearly upon us, folks. St. Patrick's Month will be shortly coming around.
Someday when I came in, I hung it on the rack. I'll have a hat when I go out. I'll break somebody's back. Casey wore his brand new hat to Murphy's Wake last night. Someone stole my hat, boy. It started up a fight. Casey smashed the furniture, radio.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
I was Mr. Nice Guy. Too long, and I found out that was wrong, and I played the losing role. Now I'm standing at your door, out in the cold again. Out in the cold again. I didn't know just what was going on. I had my back for so long. People that couldn't tell right from wrong. Now I'm standing here all alone, out in the cold again. Out in the cold again. Traveled up and down, all around the world just to get to nowhere. In the final round, I found how many people really did care. And every time I try talking to you, you don't hear what I'm going through. In this dog-eat-dog world I'm in, it's a crying shame.